So, if you've been in a relationship with a narcissist of any sort, whether it's a work thing or a spouse thing, a boyfriend, girlfriend thing, a parent thing, there are certain common things you see. You notice they might act like they're always a little better than you, or they might always be insulting, they might be demeaning, they might need more attention than you can stand to give them. Maybe they won't give you any attention, or they definitely don't reciprocate any of your efforts. Maybe they cheat on you, or they regularly lose interest in you, and they require you to change yourself to be part of their deal. That's if you're in a romantic relationship. But even if you're in a friend relationship or a work coworker type of relationship, similar things can happen. In many cases, they humiliate you in public, and they do this for the purpose of making themselves look better. They might be all about impressing other people, making false promises, or even taking credit for things you've done or other people have done. Narcissists are pretty identifiable once you get your finger on the pulse of what they're all about. Narcissists are known to be self-absorbed, and they use scheming and manipulation and other kinds of tactics in order to seem like more than they are. My narcissistic ex-husband used to do this crazy thing. Anytime we went out together and there was a pool table anywhere in the vicinity, he would try to hustle people in pool. He would literally play terribly and then get somebody to bet against him and then beat that person in pool. Why would a narcissist go out of their way to appear to be not prepared or not good enough to do something and then come back around and beat everybody? Besides the fact that in this case it involved money, there's research about narcissism. It's from psychologist Michael Barnett. And it comes out of the University of North Texas. Basically, the study suggested that people who are high in narcissism are more likely to engage in this strategy that they're calling self-handicapping. It's a presentation strategy that narcissists use. And apparently, it's just a weird way that they use to get you to think they're better than they really are. Basically, what it comes down to is that if narcissists do the sandbagging thing, if they do the understated thing, they end up looking a lot better than they really are, and pretty much they can't fail to appear amazing. See, if they don't win, then they just go, "Well, I knew I wasn't going to win. I already told you that." And if they do win, wow, we have a hero story.
A narcissist will always see everything wrong with you and never ever notice the bazillion good things about you. Like, for example, they might notice that you stutter when you talk sometimes, but they don't notice that you have a great job that makes their life so much easier because you bring a bunch of money into the house. Or maybe they notice that you are always behind on your laundry, but then they don't notice that you are working three jobs to cover all the bills while they're sitting on their ass doing nothing.
They want you to know that they're better than you, and they will tell you this in very sneaky, subtle ways.
Probably already know about gaslighting, but just in case you don't, it means that someone's bullied you or pushed you into thinking your reality isn't real. They've made you doubt your reality, doubt everything that you know to be true, your perceptions, your memories, your feelings, all this stuff. And they do this in order to bully and control you.
They always want to show off their information and their knowledge.
A narcissist will be habitually late, but blame you for the delays. For example, if you take an extra 5 minutes to touch up your makeup or tie your tie if you're a guy, the narcissist, who is always late, will stand there and tap their foot, tap, tap, tap. "Come on, you're always making me late. Come on, come on, come on." Or the narcissist stands around touching up their makeup and tying up their tie, and when you show up and everybody says, "Hey, you're late," the narcissist goes, "Yeah, my partner over here really is always late, da 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 da." And really, they're the one who's late. They just blame you for their lateness.
They always feel superior to other people.
They are the one always flirting with people and cheating on you and doing bad stuff, and yet they turn around and project that right onto you. They say you're the one engaging in that particular type of activity. They deflect blame onto you in order to take it off of themselves for something, right? They don't want to take responsibility for their own stuff. It's when you're being abused, but your abuser tries to convince you that you're the abusive one. Or maybe, if you're female, they blame it on that time of the month. They accuse you of just having horrible PMS. They couldn't have done anything wrong. It's obviously your fault. Or maybe they'll just label you unreasonable or crazy or an overreactor. They'll say you're making it all up.
They definitely want to seem smarter than you and everyone else around them. And so sometimes they'll throw facts and figures at you about things you have no concept of, no idea about.
They start an argument that begins to escalate because they poke, 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 poke you, and pretty soon you hear them go, "Why are you always yelling at me? How come you love to fight so much?"
They want to know your life story. When you first meet a narcissist, you might find this very charming because someone is listening to you. And it always feels good to have someone listen to you. And if we're being honest, none of us really hate talking about ourselves, at least not before we're damaged by a narcissist. And often, even when we have been raised by narcissists or damaged by narcissists in other relationships, we are so not used to talking about ourselves that we can find this very charming. But the narcissist in the early stages of a relationship might want to know everything about you. The unfortunate part is that later in the relationship, they will begin to use everything about you against you.
If you dare to question them or, God forbid, get upset with them, they will accuse you of being the abuser. Let's talk about a narcissist in Facebook pictures or any other social media. They'll post very unappealing, ugly pictures of you, pictures you would never post, pictures where you have a double chin or where you look as terrible as you can possibly look. And yet, whenever there's a good picture taken of you, they'll never post it. But they also, if you're in a relationship with them, very often won't post a picture of you and them together being all happy-happy because they might be afraid that their other supply would see it. They might post unappealing pictures of you and put ugly captions with them, just act like they're funny. They'll do anything possible to run a good smear campaign on you, telling everybody around you just how crazy you are and how difficult you can be. And they'll make you look and feel like someone you're really just not.
Any insecurity that you tell them about, that you reveal to them in any way, they will use it against you as quickly as they are able to do so. Sometimes it'll be subtle and sometimes it'll be pretty freaking obvious. They will use your insecurity during an argument. They will throw it into conversations that you're part of or overhearing, and then you might find yourself shutting down and kind of wishing you could crawl in a hole somewhere because everybody suddenly starts looking at you and kind of feeling sorry for you or whatever. Here's a really good example of that. When I was married to my ex-husband, I had been taking a depression medication in order to, I guess, survive that relationship. This was brought out in a public forum in front of his entire family, who then, of course, thought I was crazy for a minute.
Narcissists will drop the ball on a big important thing like paying the house payment or paying the rent, the electric bills, or whatever, doing something around the house that needs to be done or a deadline for something, and then they'll turn around and leave you to deal with it. They'll blame you. Well, I don't know why you didn't take care of that. They assign all blame literally for every issue or concern in the relationship to you, and they become offended and also angry if they don't think it seems like you want to accept all the blame and responsibility for everything wrong in the relationship.
They want to seem better than you.
The narcissist might rely on you for all of your cooking skills, but then when you need them to take out the trash or put a new roof on the house, they fail you and you have to figure it out yourself.
Some narcissists will pull the fear card or they'll pull the negativity card on you.
Anytime you and the narcissist do something together, they take all the credit. Denial, my friend, it ain't just a river in Egypt. Let's define denial. In this case, we're talking about the psychological term, which means that someone literally claims that something did happen or didn't happen when the opposite is true. So in the case of narcissists, they use denial. Denial of their own behavior, denial of events and situations when it's convenient for them. And almost always in situations where the narcissist, could be considered at fault for like literally anything. Feel me? Negative, especially if they can take credit for something that's a whole other ball of wax for them. Denial can be used as a part of the whole brainwashing process by a narcissist. It's the same process a lot of narcissists use just to control their victims. And if you think about it, while they may have originally employed denial to avoid taking responsibility for their own behavior, a lot of narcissists have discovered that denial can be a very effective part of gaslighting as part of the process, right? Narcissists will intentionally say things to provoke reactions from you. They will bait you, and then they will wait for a response. If you don't act quickly or dramatically enough, they may poke you. Poke, poke, poke. And aggressively antagonize you until you just explode. Yeah. Then they tell you you're crazy, that you need help, that something is just plain wrong with you. The narcissistic world. It's when a narcissist goes up and down, hot and cold, and sometimes it's almost like they're tagging in their nicer twin or their more emotional self. It's kind of interesting the way it works. When you stop responding to the narcissist's manipulation, the narcissist is left with nothing but to try more types of manipulation. You see that? The emotional ups and downs, hot and cold, all the things, the extremes. A narcissist will always make you feel inadequate no matter what you're doing.
And they don't like to be interrupted.
A narcissist might consistently stand you up or leave you waiting while they insist that you are on time to the very second to show up for what they want you to be there for. They have no consideration duration of your time.
They'll be rude, disrespectful, they'll speak at the top of their lungs or yell.
Let's talk about flipping the script, shall we? I like to call it the narcissistic flip. That's one of the most effective types of gaslighting or manipulation from a narcissist. And that is when a narcissist sort of flips the script on you during an argument. I have dubbed it the narcissistic flip because it's exactly what it is. They flip it around on you, right? The flip happens most often when you make a valid point or have the nerve to question anything the narcissist says, does, thinks, or feels. That's about the time that everything turns back around on you, and suddenly, you're the one who's sorry. Mostly that you bothered engaging in yet another pointless argument with a narcissist. A narcissist consistently criticizes you and never refuses to recognize any talents that you have, and in fact, minimizes any talents that you have. Narcissists are masters of language manipulation. Narcissists will use their words to manipulate you, coerce you, deceive you, seduce you, and generally mislead you. They have absolutely no qualms when it comes to manipulating the people they claim to love. In fact, I think that on many levels, verbal abuse, verbal trickery, that's their shtick. They seem to have a natural talent for it.
They try to scare you into obedience.
Narcissists will clock your every move, know exactly where you are at all times and what you're doing. But if you have the nerve to ask them a single question about what they're doing, why are you always stalking me? Why are you always so worried about me? You're so jealous. You're so insecure. Anybody recognize that one?
They might even physically intimidate you.
A narcissist will keep you running in circles with their many requests and requirements.
Of course, they devalue their victims and intentionally verbally coerce them into feeling like they're not good enough, like they can't get another person even if they want another person.
A narcissist will make so many demands of you that you become completely overwhelmed, and then they'll call you crazy for being overwhelmed.
They try to scare you into doing their bidding.
A narcissist will make up rules in a relationship that apply to everyone but them. For example, they might say, whoever puts something on the calendar first is the thing we'll do together. So you keep a calendar and everything seems good, right? But then they hurry up and fill up the calendar. Or if you happen to be able to pop something in there before they do, guess what? They're too busy that day, or that's just not really a good day to do that thing, or you just really don't want to do that thing.
They play on your emotions directly.
You'll have a conversation with a narcissist, and 10 minutes later, they don't even remember it happened, unless it's convenient for them.
Directly changes the subject to something negative out of the blue.
They'll insult you and poke you on your most sensitive areas all the time in order to tear down your self-confidence.
The insult, and then the I didn't mean it, or I was only kidding, or I was just joking, or you're too sensitive kind of thing. So they throw out the criticism, and then when you react to it, they go, I'm just kidding, I'm just joking, you're too sensitive, la la la.
Narcissists are well known for finding, seeking out, pinpointing, and poking at every single insecurity you could possibly have, anything at all. If you've always secretly been nervous about the size of your nose, the narcissist is going to know it, even if you had a nose job 10 years ago and they don't know that. Somehow they're going to know you're sensitive about your nose. It's almost like they can taste it or smell it when they get close to you. It's one of their favorite forms of narcissistic supply, feeding on your insecurities. It's almost like air to them.
They'll say you're too sensitive, or you worry too much, or you're overly vain, or whatever, if you don't agree with them about their insults about you.
They tear you down.
They'll constantly compare you to other people. If it's a narcissistic parent, they'll compare you to your other siblings. If it's a narcissistic spouse or partner, they'll compare you to other people. They say something like, well, that girl really knows how to look like a woman, or that guy really knows how to take care of his girl, implying at the same time that you don't.
Their halo is a shining, as in they act like they could never do anything wrong or hurtful or dangerous or negative in any way, shape, or form.
They'll never let you finish a sentence without butting in, especially when it serves them to do so, like if you're getting any attention from anybody ever.
You remember these people are con artists, right?
They'll do everything they can to tear down your social support, your family support, anything, anyone who could possibly help you stand up to them. They'll hate that person and try to immediately cut that person out of your life.
They will always, always pretend to be innocent. They will never take responsibility for anything they've done.
They will make jokes at your expense or the expense of their children or the expense of other people in their lives who are supposed to love them and they are supposed to love. And usually when they have an audience, so that if the person becomes upset, they can act all shocked and surprised and tell the whole audience that, oh my God, look at how they're overreacting. That's a crazy person.
In fact, when they screw up, they will very often convince you of the reasons that it wasn't their fault. And that will even be true if you actually physically watch them do the act that they're pretending they didn't commit. Somehow it will be someone else's fault they did that. And they'll convince you entirely of this, at least until you get to know them really well.
They will instigate arguments between other people. triangulate people in order to more successfully manipulate you.
Anytime they mess up, it will not be their fault, or they just won't admit they did it.
They will lie or twist the truth about what person A says or does, so that when person B gets upset, they'll tell person A what person B said, omitting the part where they started it with lies, of course, just so that they can get people to give them information they can use against you in the future.
Very often, they will act really, really guilty. They'll act like someone who has done the crime but isn't willing to do the time. But at the same time, if you physically saw them do it, they'll make up reasons and excuses why it wasn't their fault. If you didn't see them do it, they'll make up reasons and excuses that it couldn't have been them.
If you try to call a narcissist out on their behavior, they will immediately claim that they're sad or depressed or they're just not themselves lately, or they'll get defensive and call you a big bad liar. They'll say they're sick, they'll say all kinds of stuff, but under no circumstance would they actually accept responsibility for their behavior.
They will also sort of pretend that they're going to take responsibility.
They'll try to break, ruin, or destroy anything that you love, anything you care about, anything that makes you happy. This might be stuff, this might be people, situations, relationships. They don't care. You're not a real person to them.
They act like the victim.
They become grandiose in their behavior. This is one of the most common things with narcissists. They might come home from work early one day, take a big old nap, maybe a lot of days. They come home from work, immediately go to sleep, and then when the rest of the family or the rest of the people in the house are ready to go to sleep, suddenly they have rage they must share with the whole world, and the whole world must acknowledge their rage, right? Yeah. It's called sleep abuse.
They will, in fact, self-victimize by pretending that you have somehow insulted them horribly by saying the truth.
They play the victim role like a pro.
They will use your own words against you to try to get you to believe them.
Anytime anything doesn't go their way, they act like the whole world's against them and it's mostly your fault.
They love to twist information. They love to twist the situation to their benefit. They will take the victim and make them the perpetrator in their story.
Of course, the thing that seems to unite all narcissists is the lack of empathy they have for other people in their life.
They're a human pressure cooker, intentionally driving you crazy, intentionally making you doubt yourself, gaslighting, manipulating.
How can you deal with a narcissist who is abusing you and using you? So the first thing you can do, of course, is grow rock. If you're still dealing with a narcissist, whether it's because you're living with them or you're engaged with them in some way because you have children or some legal issue or you have to be connected to them, the gray rock method is your best bet. It's difficult. It can be a little painful for you, but eventually it causes a narcissist to try a different tactic to get your attention. The basic way to do the gray rock method is to just not give the narcissist any emotional reaction at all when they try to attack you or get close to you in any way. This also works if they're trying to love bomb you or get close to you. You just keep it all business all the time. So keep that in mind. If you are being gaslighted, if the narcissist is treating you terribly in the relationship, you simply don't react to them. Other things you can try. Number one, don't give them any attention because they love attention. And so whenever they're doing anything hurtful or disrespectful to you, no attention at all. On the flip side of that, if you're still dealing with a narcissist, you can give them more attention and positive feedback when they act respectably to you. Number two, move on. Don't hold on to the narcissist. Don't expect the narcissist to change because they won't change. So move on. Go no contact or low contact as soon as possible. That's going to be the thing that's going to really keep you sane in all of this, is either actually going no contact or going low contact, or at least preparing to go no contact. The next thing you want to do is educate yourself on narcissistic relationships and narcissistic personality disorder. And you're doing that right now by watching this video. If you focus on healing yourself, you're going to be much more likely to be shutting down that abuse in the process. Narcissists, they don't want you to be happy, they don't want you to be healthy, and they certainly don't want you to be confident. They work really hard to tear you down. So if you start building those things within yourself, you will instantly become less attractive to the narcissist. The best way to effectively, in fact, probably the only way to completely effectively deal with a narcissist is to not deal with a narcissist at all. Unfortunately, it's not always that easy. So that's why I shared the other tips with you that I shared today.
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.